Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. Hey, Ariel Nissenblatt here, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast that goes along with the weekly Earbuds newsletter. We're all about podcast recommendations all the time, so let's get to this week's batch. Quick recap of last week's recommendations. Our theme was Tackling Fear, and it was curated by Nikki Boyer, creator of the podcast Near Death. The podcasts that she recommended were her podcast, Near Death, Last Day from Lemonada Media, Hello Ross from one of her best friends, Ross Matthews, then Rococo Punch's Queen of Hearts, and we ended the week with Normalize This, hosted by Danielle Young and Adam Rippon. Thank you for curating that list for us, Nikki. If you didn't get the chance to listen to the shows last week, we will link to them in the show notes of this episode. Now for this week's recommendations, our theme is called Why Rebellion is Necessary. Our curator is David, creator and host of the podcast To Be a Rebel. In just a bit, you'll hear from David about his podcast picks and why he selected them. After that, you'll learn about our Spotlight podcast pick, 1 Year, a show from Slate in which each season dives into a year and tells a bunch of stories you may or may not know. This season, 1955. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and resources before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now let's get to David's recommendations for the theme, Why Rebellion is Necessary.
Hi, I'm David Loos, aka The Pod Fanatic. By day, I work in medical cannabis in a cultivation facility, and by night, I do podcasting and listen to a lot of podcasts, mostly history ones. I run a show called To Be a Rebel, which explores basically what it means to be a rebel, as you can tell in the name. The theme that I chose for this week's curation list is Why Rebellion is Necessary. I've always felt like a rebel since a young age. Studying history over the years made me realize how much I have in common with so-called rebels from history textbooks and also those lesser known. And I also realized that rebellion is necessary to achieve freedom. It isn't always pretty and it isn't always unifying, but it is necessary and to be expected when power and authority go too far. So I've long been and continue to be fascinated by the concept of rebellion. And that's why I started my own show to explore just what it means. And I hope to share that with the wider world to inspire others to be the rebels that the free world needs. The first show that I got is Historias Unknown. And the episode that I chose is A Brief History of the Young Lords and Denise Oliver Velez. Now, this show covers kind of like rebellion stuff from Hispanic and Latino perspective. And this episode in particular covers an organization known as the Young Lords, which was a Hispanic-oriented organization in Chicago in the 70s. And it was really cool seeing how they like collaborated with Black Panthers and a lot of intersectionality at play. So be sure to check that one out. Second one is Redacted History. And the episode that I chose for that one was Elizabeth Freeman, who was a enslaved Black woman who successfully sued for her freedom. And the reason why I chose this episode is because I really was fascinated by the concept of rebellion take on many different forms. Like, it can be violent, it can be armed, but it can also be civil things like suing for your freedom, you know? And I also wanted to capture diversity of thought. Like, the first show I had was more of a Hispanic perspective. Second one is more of an African-American one. Third show that I have is It's a Continent podcast. So this covers a lot of historical things in Africa. And the episode that I chose in particular is called Burkina Faso Icon. It's covering Thomas Sankara, who I hadn't heard of before. And I was really blown away. After the episode, I did more research. And I definitely encourage people to check that out. Fourth up, we've got History I'd Like to Fuck. And as far as the episode I chose for that, it was the one on Joan of Arc. And I wanted to choose that one because, again, I wanted to make sure that I had a female perspective when it comes to rebellion. Because often rebellion is associated with violence and war, which is often associated with men, whether a good thing or a bad thing. So I wanted to make sure that I got a little bit of a female perspective. And Joan of Arc has a really fascinating story too. So definitely be sure to check that out. And last but certainly not least, my own show, To Be a Rebel. I have my very first episode on John Brown. It's called The Making of an Anti-Slavery Rebel. And I feel like this one really brought out what the show is about. It was my first episode, first series, but again, I just feel like it really encapsulates what my show is about, what I want readers to know, or listeners, I should say, to learn and know about rebellion. I hope you learn more about what it means to be a rebel and why rebellion is necessary. If you'd like to follow me more, my X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, handle is HistoryCanaGuy. I think that's all I've got for now. And thanks for having me.
Thank you to David for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. David's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can click and start listening right away. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, which is earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for the Earbuds newsletter too? There's a link in the show notes of this episode where you can submit a list for our consideration. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting 1 year. In 1 year, host Josh Levin explores a story you may have forgotten or one you've never heard before. This season covers 1955, a year when a team of 12-year-old Little Leaguers became civil rights pioneers, weather girls took the country by storm, and a conspiracy theory about communist brainwashing infected the nation's politics. You can find and listen to Slate's 1 year podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. First, in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacelle interviewed James Kim, the creator of the fiction podcast You Feelin' This? With iHeartRadio. He's worked with Marvel, Radiotopia, APM, NPR, Spotify, Audible, and Gimlet. In 2019, he made his indie audio drama Moonface and recently started the podcast company Overtones. His next show, Magnificent Jerk, is a documentary series hosted by Maya Sugarman. Read the interview at podcastthenewsletter.substack.com or click on the link in the show notes of this episode. Next, Fast Company's work-life podcast, The New Way We Work, is back with a new season. This season explores the battle between bosses and employees on return to office, how the affirmative action ruling will impact company DEI efforts, and how to find motivation and focus at work. There will also be a short mini-series that'll explore the moral questions of AI in the workplace and whether or not these programs can boost productivity. Next, a study conducted by Lower Street revealed that 55% of surveyed business leaders and founders are listening to podcasts daily, making it a great tool to reach those hard-to-reach audiences of key business decision-makers. The research conducted by Lower Street demonstrated that popular podcasts generated 3.1 times higher brand awareness and 2.1 times greater brand favorability. We'll link to that research in the show notes. Next, what's the deal with Dr. Benjamin Spock? What was so great about the Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care? Who gets to tell parents how to parent? Find out by listening to Spock Talk, a conversational podcast about the history of parenting advice. We have a new post up on the Earbuds blog. Check out a conversation that I got to have with Roy Burdine, the creator of Mindraker, Background Anger podcast. And last, what's James Cridlin covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on the Audio Production Awards in the UK, and he's got links to Podcast Movement 2023's recordings from this past August. All of the sessions are now available online. You can read more about those stories and grab those links by going to podnews.net. That's all for this week's episode. Thank you for stopping by on your podcast listening journey today. Until next time, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.